Item nine, which is the item nine, which is the intergovernmental agreement to allow us to go forth.
Do the ring.
We're on 11.
Did we?
We're on 11.
I didn't think we did. I thought we were jumping around. Okay, we'll check on that later. I'll go to item 11, standards and findings for natural interest special exception for the Indian Community School to make some trails and good stuff.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Alderman and Mayor.
At the Environmental Commission meeting, we talked about them possibly opening up the trails at some particular point in time, maybe a Sunday a month or Sundays during summer for public. I didn't see that in here exactly. Did that make it to the motion?
Planning Commission discussed it, and the applicant agreed that they would look into it. There is a lot of issues involved with opening that to the public.
And we figured that would be, too. We just wanted them to look at it because it's such a beautiful asset for the city.
And they will. Alderman Wilhelm. They didn't commit to it. But we'll look at it.
Understood.
I know that they've done some things with organizations in the past, and yes. I think that...
Well, that's different than opening to the public.
I understand that, but if an organization wanted to put together a bus trip, that probably could be worked out or something.
Yep.
But I did wanted to say that I'm very pleased with how this was done, that the permits are issued. There's no question about that. They've got their additional input from Sewer Pack. Thank you very much for how you put your package together professionally, Deb.
That goes for me, too. Thank you.
That's Tim Hayes from Hayes Engineering, owner's representative. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Tim. Item G12, an ordinance to amend 15-3.0439 of the UDO for signage at the Hampton Inns. And actually, it's the signage from the Hampton Inn's PDD for the car wash.
I move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13 is a status report from the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
The only item on here that is not real clear in the mapping. The mapping that we had gotten for the survey was a red line, and so it's a little bit difficult. So I just wanted to call your attention to page 197 and 198. 197 shows at the top of the page, you'll see the PDD agreement requires them to not excavate closer than 650 feet from the center line of 51st Street. There was a lot of discussion over what happened to the center line of 51st Street. Is it the same when they rebuilt it? We thought it was important to set a standard, so we asked for in the previous budget to have some survey work done. The survey work did come back saying that they're a little bit over. You can see 9.61 over, 8.1 over. And this is important to the residents surrounding here. Granted, it's not a significant amount over, but we felt it was important to have it in the record so when they excavate further down in other areas that we're all on page with where this should be. So that's why this is in here. I don't know if the council... wants any further discussion, but if you put on 198, you can also see the some of other areas where it's over just a small amount, and the city attorney to give his opinion on the center line issue. So I think maybe what the quarry committee was looking at is how do we put this in the records? How do we can keep it from getting further in the past and excavation? I don't know what the method is because we're not out there surveying it when they're doing that. So in the next item, we did put some additional survey in material, so maybe that will be better coordinated for the next part that they might be taking rock out of.
Alderman Mayor.
Just a quick question. Clarification, you're saying that it's 9 feet or whatever it is closer to where they're supposed to be, or they're 9 feet over where they're supposed to be from the center line?
According to the survey, what they could verify from the center line, it does show that they are 9 feet over or closer to the center line of that 650 feet than the PDD would have allowed them to do.
And that's 9 feet over plus however deep it is also.
And that's top of, so at the bottom, are they going down and cutting in? I don't have the answer to that, but it's sort of important that we know that because, you know, you can kind of tunnel under a little bit, and then you're just getting closer to the homes, and that we're getting a lot of the blast complaints coming from that particular section down there. So it's just really important that the city monitors this and watches, and we know where it's at.
Is there a specific location on 51st Street that it's worse? It's hard for me to read what's in the packet.
Yeah, I wish the colored maps would have been presented, but I didn't. You know, I'd ask them to be put in here. But I suppose it's,
okay.
They just ran off the copies. And
just curious. Thank you.
Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
City Attorney.
I didn't catch the 9-foot difference. That's from the current center line? Because my last information on this quarry subject matter was that engineering is still working on determining where the prior center line was when the ordinance was adopted, which was my conclusion in the memo. So if that's the fact, then that should be part of the public record, not that it's 9 feet in violation.
Oh, I've never, can I address it?
Alderwood Willem.
I don't believe I've ever really used the violation, just that we wanted to call it to the attention that it needs to stay within that PDD. The only information we could find is that they actually thought the center line had moved further away, which would make it the number bigger, but I didn't want to speculate on that at all. So we're just going by what's here. I think the city should continue to look at it. They've got this information. The next item looks at additional surveying. I don't know. I don't really want to make a big issue until we really know all the answers, but obviously we're really close or we're somewhere where we might not want to be heading, and that's about it.
Well, for the record, you said the center line was farther away, which would then bring the quarry into compliance at 9.
Well,
that's a fact. If it goes,
you're
east,
correct. That's what I said, but that was, I was speculating on what it might be. I don't know, because as the city attorney said, that data has not been presented to
us. Exactly, Alderwoman, which means that it ought to be clear in the record that, first of all, we don't, Stantec didn't tell us which one of the three points of reference they used.
Well, it's unfortunate we just can't figure that out. I mean,
well,
it seems
all
like
I'm saying is
let's not
make this a gospel, and then let's hear about how they're violating the agreement, because you don't know. So there's
like
a motion on the floor to place on file. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, professional services agreement with Stantec. Is there a second? All those in favor of the motion? Any discussion?
Aye.
Which one
are we on?
G14. Oh. Sorry.
All those in favor?
Before we do that,
Alderman Wilhelm.
Can we make sure that this one gets signed more promptly than the last one, which took, I don't know, like 4 months to sign? Is there an addition to the motion, or the maker of the motion, that this would be signed at a certain amount of times after it passes the council?
What are you saying?
I'm saying I would like a date that so we know it's signed by, because they're going to start blasting pretty soon. And the last time we had a contract, it didn't get signed for a long time after the council passed it.
Mr. City Attorney.
My recollection is that Department of City Development and Department of Administration still had, under the motion, some flexibility to make some changes working with Stan. Mr. Dietl's raising his hand.
Mr. Deal. Must be election season. What do you think?
In prior years, in the first couple of contracts, yes, it was both our departments had to finalize stuff. The last year was just me. There are follow-up steps. I have to get it signed by Stantec. That takes a couple days to a week or two. because they have to get higher level people to sign for one of the signatures. Also, I need to get the insurance documentation from them, and I asked them at the meeting, and I still haven't received yet. And then we have to get it signed by the mayor. So that time frame, only a portion of that time frame was the city's fault. I would say as much, at least half, was just getting the stuff from Stantec.
Right, no. But there was a delay.
So, yes, there was a delay. But then also I would say don't put a date definitive when this has to be done because I don't know how long it's going to take Stantec to
do this.
Let's
just try to be more prompt. That would be helpful.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item G15. Well, it's a long title, so do you want a proposal presentation from the guy who wrote it, or? Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, if I have any questions. No, so the last 2 weeks ago, we had quite a discussion about 27th Street and the sewer and water and what to do, and, you know, a lot of different things came up, and part of the conversation I mentioned Zund, which was in the Business Journal, and I questioned to why we hadn't, I don't remember having that conversation, don't remember seeing the email. Was it, you know, does this happen before I even got here, 15, 16 months ago? And there's really no answer. And then on the next item, the mayor said, you weren't allowed to discuss that with us because of a resolution. And you're referring to the resolution from June 10th of 2015, and Mayor Taylor spoke about that earlier tonight. So that next day I went home, and this whole common council was, you know, basically I emailed the mayor asking where exactly in that motion did it prevent him from having a conversation with this council about a business leaving the city. And I think I said a follow-up motion or follow-up email, and the mayor sent the whole resolution, which that was nice of you to do because it I didn't have it readily available, but you did. So then I sent another email asking the mayor, well, where exactly does it say that you can't have this conversation? And in the meantime, I received from one of my constituents and the mayor's constituents, because, you know, he represents everybody, and the mayor wrote that I've been prohibited by common council resolution ordinance to encourage and, as a matter of fact, not work on any development outside of the Rawson-Loomis area. So I asked the mayor, can you tell me where this is located? And I think you highlighted what's in this agenda item, which is the take no action, that no action be taken by any person associated with the city of Franklin regarding the entering of contracts or negotiating of such contracts concerning a new business park. So this has nothing to do with, you know, Rawson and Loomis, has nothing to do with any other part of the city, because frankly, that would mean when I was spent a year and a half talking to Interstate Partners, I was in some sort of violation of an ordinance that I wasn't up here for. That means when I was talking to, you know, we had the concert review 2 weeks ago regarding the senior living. I've been involved with meetings with them for, well, the broker for over a year and the actual developer for about 2 or 3 months prior to that. I guess I would be in violation. So that's not what this says. So then I did get a response back, and the mayor said the answer is simple. When anyone asks me to keep a conversation confidential, that's what happens. It's their choices who they want to and know their business, and I can't violate that trust. And I respect that. And you said I believe you hold the same ethical standards that you're dealing with people in, as chair of economic development for Milwaukee County, and that's true as well. But that's not what was said at the meeting. It was not said in the initial email. So like the story, and what's not what's being said to a constituent of mine. And so after that took place, I said to the city attorney, I would like to have this item on the agenda. No idea that another alderman or who the alderman was that wanted to put something on here as well, and that would be Alderman Barber. He didn't even know it was me either. And so the way I look at this, and especially what we dealt with earlier on the agenda with item 10, with motions and contracts and negotiations and things like that. I'm not going to make a motion to rescind. I can tell you that right now. But what I guess is disturbing to me and why I wanted this on the agenda and have this conversation, and the mayor just said it a second ago, it must be campaign season or election season, which is absolutely correct. And let me go on the record right after the start saying I wasn't here in June of 2015. Either was Alderman Barber. The four of you were. And you passed this resolution or this motion. It was not vetoed by the mayor. It has been in effect for the last year and a half. And all of a sudden, it's the reason, and I said politics is in the air, it's the reason why things aren't happening in this city. It's the Common Council's fault. It's the mayor blaming the Common Council for what's going on. That's what he told one of my constituents. That's our fault. Now, like I said, I wasn't up here when that decision was made. So I'm defending the body that made the decision because it was the right decision. Why? Because you had contracts or whatever being negotiated. I mean, well, I'm sorry, when I'm sitting in the audience and MLG and a resident that was on ECD for a decade or more is basically running a city meeting, I think that's what put this Common Council over the top, saying, what's going on here? You had talked about going out for bids on who's going to do the next business park. And what was happening? MLG was pretty much walking right into it. So there is reason why this is on the agenda, number one, because this council is not the reason why economic development is occurring in this community. I mean, it really does take leadership. It's easy to, you know, be an alderman and vote no on budget after budget after budget like the mayor did when he served. The 5 years I served with him, that's how his operation was. It's different to lead. I guess I've said here on the record, we've never sat down once and had a conversation. Right? How do we work together? How do we get things done? Tom Taylor and I, first 4 years, we got along great. Great. Last 2 years, not so much. We had our own falling out. We didn't really see eye to eye. But I still recall many phone calls from you saying, how do we get this done? To the point of me sitting up here the last year and a half, I'm pretty persuasive. I was begging him to run for mayor this time around, begging for a change of scenery. And I know I wasn't the only one. And so this Common Council is not the reason why. Now, I don't know, you know, I look at this the body up here, District 1's going to be here, District 2, District 3. I plan on being here. District 5, and we have a new alderman in District 6. So I'm not sure what's going to happen in the center chair, but if the cast of characters are the same with one new face, what's going to change? The same old? So it's frustrating because, you know, I just saw a good friend of mine in a neighboring community, the mayor of Oak Creek, you know, step down to take a job in the private sector. And he has been unbelievable to work with. I've said before, I know more about what's going on in the city of Oak Creek behind the scenes than I do in the community I am a representative of. And that's a problem. I'm going to make a motion to table this. There's no way now I'm going to rescind something because rescinding what this council did is saying that this council did something wrong and they did not do anything wrong. Because that language does not prevent any one of us from sitting down with the developer, talking to them, trying to encourage them to come to our community, you name it. That's not being prevented by the motion of this council. It's just saying, if you're going to negotiate something regarding a business park or a contract, enter it, you have to come here first, staff. Because we can't, none of us, the mayor can't negotiate a contract. I mean, that's, you and I can't, Alderman Wilhelm or mayor, you know, it takes this body to act. But something was going on, and you guys definitely weren't very appreciative of it. And thankfully, Mayor Taylor helped draft something that said, this is how we did the first business park, this is how we should do the second one, and to hang, you know, this is a six-page, I mean, it was a two-page motion, but to hang your hat on a portion of one sentence and blame this council, really unacceptable. So my motion is to table.
Is there a second?
I'll second, but I'd like to.
Well, I think after that, I deserve a moment.
Of course.
And my only moment is this.
And then after that, can I speak?
What I don't know, is that the one you're going to say?
It seems like Alderman Taylor specifically and the rest of the council want it both ways. When Alderman Taylor was reelected, he lectured me about the common council's in charge. Now you're telling me it's not? Alderman Withal.
It's in charge, absolutely.
The common council's in charge more so when contracts are brought forward and motions are followed and they can get things on the agenda easier. But I got a constituent message. The problem with agenda item 15 is the words reasonable and necessary. History does not support this behavior and can allow running wild the opportunity for misbehavior or misinterpretation. Where is the council oversight? And I think that's what the previous motion was trying to do. It never, it's not worded to tie hands. In fact, there was a post made by the mayor that staff was working long and hard on keeping a business development. So obviously it didn't tie staff's hands if they were out doing that.
That was in Area A, Alderwoman.
And
we got to be clear, right?
Well, I'm disappointed because I've heard the exact same statements from my constituents, that the mayor says he can't talk to anyone because of a motion. And now I'm getting it brought to me in writing at a meeting, which clearly I have read the motion, and it does not say you can't talk with anyone. If there's something confidential and someone wants to bring something in and you feel you can't discuss that with us, there are closed sessions. And if you really felt strongly that this motion tied your hands, you did have veto power and should have vetoed it if you felt that strongly about it. You did not do that. So I'm disappointed that my constituents are being told this. I feel the motion, the item, is sort of a situation that can't be a win-win either way. Because if you don't support something that looks as flowery as this about business development and blah, 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 then you're the next thing we'll see, look, they couldn't even support this kind of motion. And then if you, you know, if you do it, then the mayor can come out and say, see, I was right. They had to change this motion just to allow me to speak. So there isn't anything good about this motion that helps the city of Franklin move forward. There isn't anything that rescinding the motion would change on that. So I just would like the politics to stop. I'm not running against you, Mayor. You don't need to tell.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Okay. I am an alderman. You are the mayor. I did pull papers for mayor, but I didn't turn them in. So you don't have to go up against me, and you don't have to tell my constituents that I am to blame for something that is not in writing. And then send out emails to people to say that. So it just doesn't look good. So I would just ask
that
we. You're interrupting me, so I'm done.
Alderman Barber.
My name is also on this, and I'd like to kind of move it to what my thoughts were on it when I went to propose this. We are getting our lunch handed to us by Oak Creek right now. I get a lot of complaints from my constituents that are saying, why can't we do anything? Why are our hands tied? Why aren't we moving forward? So my hope is that this can clarify an issue, move it beyond what might be considered conflicts in some quarters. But my idea is that we have to do something to move us forward. And this, and when I go into the Economic Development Committee meetings, I hear that our hands are tied. We cannot move on certain areas of the city. It's being blocked by a piece or a motion that was not here. I mean, it preceded me. So I had a chance to read it many times. And my whole idea on this is let's move beyond whatever it is that is delimiting for us and move into an area where we can become more progressive, can become more of a committee that works together. Because since I've been here, I see a lot of issues that come before us, and we don't seem to work together. I'm trying to take a higher road on this and say, let's move beyond what is blocking us and open up some areas of development. We had a inventory analysis that was done by our economic development director, and we all found out that we have very limited inventory. So I see all of this as being of where we can develop. So I'm seeing a lot of this as being not helpful to moving in a larger direction. And that's why I will not support tabling this at this time. I think we have to move beyond it, and we have to look at development in a new positive way, and those are my feelings.
Let the record reflect that Alderwoman Wilhelm has left the room at 12 minutes after and has now returned at 14 minutes after. Alderman Barber still has the floor.
Contrary to what I've heard in these meetings a lot of the time, I have found working with city staff to be very uplifting in the sense that they're willing to work for us. They're willing to do a job that I consider is what is their job. They're supposed to do the workings of the city. And I see them being torn apart. I don't think that's helpful either. So in this general sense that I have of trying to uplift, this is why I am involved with this at this point. I don't want to get into, I don't think name-calling helps. I don't think accusations help. I just would like to see the whole body move up to another level and start working together to get things done.
So what I'm taking from this is that the motion back in June did not prohibit anyone on city staff from encouraging development anywhere in the city. Is that correct? I don't hear anybody saying
that. Is that a rhetorical question or sarcastic? I mean, there's nothing in that motion that says staff can't work with any developer or on any project. Otherwise, then I technically, based on that concept, would have been in violation working with interstate partners or working. That's ridiculous.
You made that point earlier.
Yeah, so the answer is you can talk to people, but this, you're saying you're prohibited.
It's contracts.
Which, by the way, none of you listened to when I pointed this out when the motion was presented. You can't enter into a contract without your approval anyway. So I'm not going to go there. I'm going to take a win here and move on. I'm going to talk to people about coming to the city of Franklin. If anybody's got a problem with it, they can talk to me individually. But I'm going to move forward. Alderman Mayer.
Mr. Mayor, why don't we get some clarification on the entire issue? I move to suspend rules to allow former Mayor Tom Taylor to speak.
Second.
On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thank you, council members. Thank you, Mayor.
It's on the bottom.
Still up? I'll have to do a rendition of My Way, otherwise. So it's got the button on.
It's on. It's working.
I'm glad that I asked to be able to speak on this agenda item now instead of speaking at it earlier. I did call my alderman, Mr. Barber, today. I was quite upset, and we had, and Mike and I have known each other for many years. But I feel very, very strongly about that motion that I asked Alderman Schmidt to make. Why did I do that? I did it because I looked at what happened when they created the new business park. I looked at the resolution that was on the table at the time, and I saw huge discrepancies between the two documents. First of all, I do not believe that one contractor, even as good as Mr. Mike Mooney is, and I think he is good, should just simply be awarded a contract without going out. After talking to Mayor Clemens, that's kind of what happened back when they created the business park. And by the way, you know, they bought the land and they control the business park. Two, the when you're talking about creating a business park, you know, for those of you that weren't up here, you know, I think the initial cost for the current business park, or for the current business park, is about $2 million. I think they bought Orzello Lumber, et cetera, et cetera. Had to make some relocation costs, et cetera, et cetera. What I was reading about was an expenditure of for this new business park. And by the way, I don't think you've made a decision to build a new business park. Is that correct? Because if there was a decision to build a new business park and it didn't have public hearings, all hell's going to break loose. What I read about this new or proposed business park is something like, and I think we were at the library when all this came out with the consultants and stuff, you initially are looking at about $19 million in infrastructure improvements, but that's usually for the first phase of a business park. You know, by the time you get done, if you're looking at 360 acres of land, and then maybe to tack on, it's no longer $19 million. It's no longer $40 million. And who's paying the cost? Yeah, it's going in a TIF district, but those resources that are going in there are also not available for businesses, let's say, that could be built in the Franklin School District. And I'll say it as clear as I possibly can. We have a problem with taxes in the Franklin School District. Now, you said Oak Creek is going to beat the band. I said this when I was the mayor. Folks, Oak Creek got $20 million from We Energies as a result of them accepting a power plant. Did you get $20 million to kick off your economic development? Answer is no. I think trying to make a comparison between Oak Creek and Franklin is watermelons and lemons. You know, maybe if you want to make a comparison, make it to Greenfield right now. Anyhow, I see in the write-up, it said that planning staff supports this, city engineering supports it, economic development, Mr. Hertzberg. But I don't see what they support, or I don't see what the dates or times or issues were that stopped them from doing economic development. In fact, earlier tonight, Mr. Hertzberg got up and said that he was actively, robustly working on different contracts. Alderman Taylor said that he's been having discussions with developers. You've been having, Alderman Wilhelm, my understanding, on 27th Street, you've got a number of projects that have been going on. So there's been no stoppage of economic development. And I think if the Economic Development Commission is saying they can't do economic development because of this motion, I think you got a real problem with perception. I mean, maybe go to the core issues. Maybe go back to when Alderman Taylor put together the Forward Franklin Committee, and we went through with developers and business leaders to find out how we could improve economic development. Instead of going round and round on an issue that's not going to take anywhere. Mayor Olson just summed it up just before I got up to speak. He said when the motion was made that no contracts could be entered into without the permission of this Common Council. He's correct. It's just like your tentative agreements for police and fire. Mr. Liberta can go out and negotiate that. He can take it to the Personnel Committee and ask that there be a tentative agreement, but he cannot enter into any contract. No one in the city can enter into that, including the mayor, until you vote and give a majority vote on that project. I'm still upset with the way that this was put together because, like I said earlier, I think Obamacare and the policy for it was much clearer than what's on here. And there's no documentation whatsoever to back up any of the claims that somehow this motion got in the way of the staff doing economic development. I mean, maybe what you need to do is find out exactly from staff what they need to increase economic development versus having people in committees just going round and round and making excuses. Franklin is going to be, no matter what anyone does, is going to be a dynamic community. You are going to have quality development here. It's already starting again. You're going to have the best. You're not having to put big boxes and PDDs. You're going to be able to do cluster development, keep the green space, get the bike paths, get that quality of life that everybody wants. But it's going to take a little bit of time. I urge this council to work with your staff to get their opinions on how to, and with, work with the mayor on how to increase economic development. But don't start blaming it on a motion that has nothing to do with it. That's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. A couple things. First of all, aside from staff, I'm the only person in this room, Mr. Ryan was here, but he was not involved, that had any involvement with the business park development in 1998 and 1990. The land cost was $2 million. The infrastructure cost was $34 or $36 million. And the city attorney is telling me it's much higher than that.
And he was here.
So let's all be clear. I'm not going to say anymore because all right, there's a motion to table. All those in favor of the motion to table?
I actually have a little bit more.
Alderman Mayor.
When Alderman Barber was speaking, he caught my attention when he said that Franklin is getting our lunch handed to us. I believe Franklin started getting our lunch handed to us when we handed Drexel Town Square to Oak Creek on a silver platter and gave him $500,000 to build the Drexel interchange. Mm-hmm. That definitely changed things for the city of Franklin. Maybe not in a bad way. Because I would like to think that former Mayor Taylor is correct and that Franklin does have only the best in front of us. We're only going to become more valuable as time goes on. The motion was from 2015. It's now 2017. There was plenty of time to bring this forward earlier or to veto it, at least make everybody aware. But you hand us today a one-page action sheet that is supposed to rescind a two-page resolution. And there's no documentation in here at all for us to look at as any proof that you can't talk to people. There was a Facebook post that said that staff worked long and hard to keep three sellers here in Franklin. And I believe that. But not Zund? What happened? I don't understand. I mean, I'm hoping that staff worked long and hard on that too, but there's still no documentation in here at all stating anything that you're trying to do. So I'm supporting the motion.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Roll call. I'll do the roll call. Jesse, you ready? Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
So motion carries to table, four ayes, Two noes, no absent, no abstentions.
Mayor?
Alderman Weller.
Just want to make sure you're clear that you're not limited by the previous motion. That was the whole discussion on this, correct? Are you clear on that?
I'm clear. I expect I'll hear about it, but I'm clear.
Okay.
Let me also make something else clear, by the way. Confidential means confidential. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean, oh, just tell me. Doesn't work that way. The standard procedure with staff and me always is, should really talk to the alderman of the district. What happens after that is their business. Okay? And if you're not getting the phone calls, consider why. Okay? Just so we're all clear.
Yeah. And like I said, I respect that.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I totally respect that. I think, you know, if a business doesn't want to include the alderman of the district, that's up to them. I think you can see how projects have gone when the alderman of the district is involved because, you know, we maybe know a little bit more about the neighbors, the area, and can help them along.
You don't need to sell me.
Yeah, so you know that. The reason why, but what I'm going to say is that was the second version of why you couldn't talk about Zun. You said it was because of the motion. That's why this is here. It got me thinking. So it had nothing to do. If you just said it was because it was confidential, if that's what you would have said, I may not even put this on her. But then you got my mind turning, like, well, what's in there that, and that's kind of how we got where we are today. So otherwise, I don't think we'd ever have been here. Now, maybe Alderman Barber would have done it because he wasn't here also. But
item G16, survey of property owners on 76th Street.
Motion to table. Water.
Thank you. Till.
Next meeting? Nope.
Postpone.
Motion
to postpone. What's a motion to postpone?
That just, Mr. City Attorney.
We just table indefinitely? Are we killing this or is it coming back?
I don't know that you want to kill
issue
this.
Issue came up on an unrelated matter elsewhere.
Motion to table to call the chair?
The word table, when it comes back to the next meeting.
I'm going to motion.
You have to move to take it from the table before.
I'm going to motion the table to the call of the chair. He can put on the agenda when it's ready.
Postpone till the call, until the call.
Okay, postpone to call the chair.
Is there a second?
I've never done that one before in 7.5 years.
We used to do it up until about that time.
All right, well, then we'll start doing it again.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I second it.
Speak up there, Froggy.
I can't.
All those in favor of the motion to postpone signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to G17, an ordinance to amend 2016-24. Okay. Then moving, is there a second?
Second.
I'm motioning the motion. I can't second it also.
Well, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Budget modification requires. It's a budget modification.
Budget modification. Alderman roll Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G18 is approval for a 5K community run.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I will not participate unless there's a paramedic right behind me. Item G19, Health Department remodel project. There's one issue with asbestos remediation. It'll be about another $3,500.
Authorize the direct administration to execute the contract.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
no.
carries. Oh. Alderman Mayer? No.
No.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Sorry. Alderwoman Mayer? No. Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, 1 no.
Great sell job, Bill.
You're all invited to the end of the hall to take a look at what's going on.
The pink's going to go off, or peach, or whatever color it is in there.
I don't think it's going to be peach.
No, that's what it is right now.
Item G20, resolution designating public depositories as a recommendation from the Department of Finance.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G21 is professional services agreement with Racine for soil testing.
So moved.
I have a question.
Second.
Question on that.
On a $600 total bill, Alderman Willem.
Do we have is there a way to include or is there a process that updates the council on when these projects are being used for these funds? Or do they just... I mean, how do how do we know? Is it like, is it development that we just go out and decide to do it, or what's the process?
If an individual homeowner files a certain request, statute requires that the survey work be done, then we send the paperwork over to them. They have the professional staff to do it. Okay. So it's at the call of an individual.
So it's not like business park. We're not talking about TID areas or.
No, it's all at the request of individual homeowners. My apologies. I did not catch who the second was.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Who seconded that?
I did.
No, you moved it.
I did?
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Saves a lot of time doing it that way.
Let the record reflect that all our women mayors left at 9:34. Item H1, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, the first one's approved. Next two, approve with a letter. Aguilar and Goine, approve. Amy Hasse is approved with updated application. Next one's approved. Then Saeed is approved pending schooling. The rest on the first page are all approved.
Wait a minute. Right after Amy Hasse, what did you have?
Oh, this one, I don't know what the heck. No, what did we do with that one?
That one was.
What did we do with that? I left it blank.
That one was denied based on habitual offer.
Oh, that's all right. I walked off.
Humor me. Let's start again.
Yeah.
With from approvals what? Being soccer banquet through.
Okay, so approve with a letter,
the letter. Alderman, for the record, we can't hear who's getting approved. So if you say, approve soccer banquet through Jennifer Aguilar.
All right, I'll start. So soccer banquet approved. Jenny and Guy approve with a letter. Then Jennifer Aguilar and David approve. Amy Hasse approve with updated application. Next one's denied with habitual, whatever language
law
goes with
fighter.
That. Law, yep. Then you have Saeed is approved pending schooling. The last four on the page are all approved. And you have Samuel Thomas approved. The relay is approved pending fire department approval or sign off on it. And then Franklin Police Academy is approved.
There were three left. No. Four.
What do you mean? No?
I'm sorry, but we ended up with Jennifer Aguilar. It was approved with a letter, and we had done Samuel Thomas McCormick. It was approved pending verification of a license number, and then on I think you said the relay was approved for fire department.
Yeah.
Comment. Okay. Those were the two. So it was Samuel Thomas with the verification of the liquor license number.
Okay. Wait.
Kristen, you read it then, because I only had two with the letter in the beginning. I never had Aguilar.
Slowly and with feeling.
It was only those two changes.
It doesn't work, because it's going to be on tape, wrong, and the city attorney.
The soccer banquet was approved with an extension of the time.
Thank you.
It doesn't need to be in the motion, because we just approved it.
The Jenny Nodler was... approved with a letter. Guy Olette was approved with a letter. Jennifer Aguilar approved with a letter. David Garring was approved. Amy Haas was update on application. Approved with an, or no, hold. Hold on, an update on the application.
Approved. It was approved.
Oh, she's the one that came in and actually did the update right there, right?
No.
Eric.
No one came in there.
Eric.
This is serious stuff. We got to get
through this. There's a problem. Eric was denied based on a habitual law offender. I wish Suzanne was here. The next one, Saeed, was approved pending schooling. The next three, Summers through Wichman, were approved.
Hold it, Mr. City Attorney.
There's four.
The next
after school.
Four. I'm sorry. That's four. And then the Samuel Thomas McCormick was approved with verification of a license number. The relay was approved pending a fire department comment. And then the last one, the Citizen Academy, was approved.
Oh, that's good, Joe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City payroll vouchers with the ending date of February 2nd in the amount of $174,191.68, and city vouchers with an ending date of February 16, 2017, in the amount of $3,611,989.29, and payroll dated February 17th in the amount of $388,997.78, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $390,021.51, plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated March 3rd in the amount estimated at $369,000, payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $226,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax payments and refunds with an ending date of February 16th in the amount of $8,041,382.08.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none. Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Actually, it's Barber's end, but Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes.
Motion adjourned.
No noes, 1 absent. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.